Previous to this chapter, we find one place there where the Son of God spent so much time in prayer. And if Jesus had to spend much time in prayer to stay in fellowship with the Spirit that was in Him, how much more do you and I have to spend in prayer? Much time in prayer. If you only knew what time in prayer meant, what sometimes when you're in prayer, God changes the complete destination of different things that's going to happen. Do you believe that? Might be something fixing to happen, and your prayer could change the whole situation. Well, you say, if God knows it's going to happen, what will my prayer do? You remember when He stood there looking out upon the harvest, He said, He was the Lord of the harvest. He said, the harvest is ripe, and labors are of the few. Pray ye the Lord of the harvest that He'll send labors into His harvest. In other words, pray to me that I will send labors into my harvest, which I'm just telling you is such a needy thing. But part of it lays in human beings. Do you believe that? The kingdom of God lays within the human beings. Now, Jesus said in one place, I am the vine, ye are the branches. The vine can't bear fruit. The branches in the vine bears fruit. God cannot bear fruit on Himself. It's got to take the church. Is that right? He's got to take you branches to bear fruit. And when you branches are yielded to the vine, then fruit comes forth. See what I mean? God wants your hands. He wants your eyes. He wants your tongue. He wants your lips. He wants your ears. He wants your hands and feet. So He can bring forth fruit through you. Now, Jesus put much time in prayer. One day there, He told His disciples, He said, now cross over to the other side. He sent them away while He went up in the mountain to pray. While He was up there alone, really, a storm coming up. I believe if I'd been the disciples, I'd said, I know He told us to go over, but I believe I'll just wait till He comes and goes along. I like for Him to be along in these cases, don't you? So we see Him now going up into the mountain to pray. The disciples thrust out into the sea and picked up their oars, and their little ship sail went up, and away they started, oaring across to the other side, where Jesus was to meet them, on the other side. Then going in the absence of the Holy Spirit, our Christ then invisible form, on the road over, trouble set in. And usually, if you start anywhere without Christ, trouble's on its road. Just as soon as the devil sees you out of fellowship with Christ, right then he'll set out on you as hard as he can. Just as soon as he sees you away from prayer, away from consecration, Satan will catch you right then if he possibly can.